Get that smile. I can't imagine why we can't get that smile. Excuse me, I can't stop smiling because I've got this job. This is a job I've waited for many, many years, and I'm absolutely delighted.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. This is the Manager Watch series, and the next instalment of this series is about Sam Allardyce, because he has been announced as the next England manager. And wasn't it nice of Coldplay to have the foresight to see that Big Sam would get this job so we can sing, Don Betts, Sam Allardyce's song? Come on! Allah, Allah, Allardyce, Allah, Allah, Allardyce. Right, that was very embarrassing, but we did it anyway.
Did it anyway.
Because we've got humour. You probably don't think we do. So, yeah, as I say, this is The Football Hour. Thank you for listening. Dom Betts is here. Dom, kind of this news has been kind of floating about since Roy Hodgson left. We all knew it was really going to be another English manager, didn't we, really? There was Hiddink. He was floating about being our manager. Laurent Blanc was even floating about. But we've got Big Sam Allardyce. What is your initial reaction?
First thing I say is when Hodgson lost his job, I said it is an Englishman. The only Englishman who I'd want would be Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the appointment as such, but the media and all the fans need to give him a chance.
They do.
That's the problem with Roy Hodgson. Everyone was basing him on his Liverpool career. I mean, he didn't obviously have the best England career in tournaments-wise, but in qualifying, he was great. I just think the media need to lay off the manager and just let him build his own side and his own style of play.
I think he has got the personality to not care about that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's got a totally different personality to Roy Hodgson.
That he doesn't care what people think, I think. I think Roy Hodgson's problem was he was trying to fit so many players in because the media said, oh, look, Jamie Vardy's in form. Oh, look, Harry Kane's in form. Rooney's in form as well. Daniel Sturridge is in form. Oh, my God, we need to get them all on the same bloody pit. Sam Allardyce would not allow that to happen.
No, he's going to pick the players which he believes are the best for the team he wants to play.
Yeah.
So, knowing his style, he's going to want someone like Andy Carroll. I'm not saying necessarily Andy Carroll, but he's going to want someone who is available in that 4-4-2 target man option. He's not necessarily going to play him every single game.
No.
He's not necessarily going to be playing Carroll and Defoe up front every single game, but Carroll is an option we needed in the Euros, to be perfectly honest, when teams were sitting back and we needed someone to work as a target man. Because I know Harry Kane is a tall, strong player, but he's not an Andy Carroll.
Well, he wasn't playing in the box.
Exactly.
That tournament. So Sam Allardyce wouldn't have allowed that. He would have given a specific player, let's take Harry Kane, the role of playing number nine. And he would have given him a list of things that a number nine does during a game. And one of them was stay inside the box, don't take free kicks. But on a scale of 1 to 10, when you heard Sam Allardyce was being appointed as England manager, how happy were you?
I'd say
10 being the highest.
I'd say maybe 7. There wasn't anyone who I was like, oh, I want him to have the job. He needs to have the job. But out of all the people we were properly linked with, he was the best option. So I didn't have a problem with it at all, some other England fans.
Do you think the FA only had two names on their list, which was Steve Bruce and Sam Allardyce?
Yeah, I genuinely don't think they were interested in interviewing anyone else. And if you're going to pick between Steve Bruce and Sam Allardyce, I'm not saying Steve Bruce is a bad manager. I mean, I take him at Fulham. But Sam Allardyce, we've done well with Bolton. He did well with West Ham. His reign at West Ham was sort of, it was shattered over by what the fans are saying about him and then wanting to play West Ham football. But at Bolton, think about it, it took him from the Championship to nearly getting in the top four.
Yeah. And I think the reason, if we go back maybe a decade, that Big Sam is tarnished with this long ball football brush, it's because his Bolton side were beating Arsene Wenger's Arsenal, the Invincibles. They struggled at the Reebok every season. They could not get a win. They used to beat Chelsea. They used to beat the top boys. And what it was bitter managers like Arsene Wenger, like Sir Alex Ferguson, like Jose Mourinho, saying, oh, you know what? They beat us because of long ball football, and that's not the way I like to play. Well, the way Sam Allardyce likes to play is to get 3 points. And he will get 3 points however he wants to get them 3 points.
He can't take it, can he? He can't take it. He just can't take it because we've out-tacticked him, we've out-witted him. You know what I mean? He just can't cope, can he? Like, you know, so.
He's not stupid. it's not long ball. It's football with a purpose, isn't it? It's with a purpose. And that's what all his teams have, Dom. At the beginning of the match, you know what you're going to get from his side.
I thought it was rich coming from Jose Mourinho. Because some of the football he plays is not exactly tick-a-tacka, is it?
No.
Jose Mourinho, when he first came in, when he came to Chelsea, he was playing a very pragmatic style of football. That's what Sam Allardyce plays.
Yeah.
Except he plays two up front instead of one at the top and two in the wing.
And what it is, it's not pragmatic football. It's winning football. That's what it's about. The aim of the game is to win. And I have said this every single time I've talked about England since we got knocked out by Iceland. Would Sam Allardyce, if he was in charge of the England football team, would we have lost to Iceland?
Well, no, because he would have brought on Andy Carroll and then had someone like Vardy running off him, and then it would have been much easier.
So the answer to that question is no, and we would have been in the quarter final.
I mean, I'm not going to say definitely, but yeah, more likely than what the way Hodgson was playing.
I would 100% say that we would not have lost to Iceland if Sam Allardyce was our manager.
I don't think Hodgson was a bad manager. He just wasn't good in big games.
And Big Sam will be, won't he?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not saying Hodgson's... Well, I'm never going to say Hodgson's a bad manager, but the management skills of Allardyce are clearly a lot better.
Yeah.
He gets the best out of players, except for maybe Giacarini being the only example. I mean, what he can get out of, like, Jermaine Defoe at his age?
Yeah.
Getting...
Amazing.
Getting, like, 20 goals a season. I mean, even at West Ham, like, Andy Carroll flopped at Liverpool, comes to West Ham, and then he plays like what he did for Newcastle.
Yeah. I completely agree. I'm not saying we're... really, oh my God, what a great time for English football this is now we've got Allardyce. We're being confident. We're trying to be confident because we're so down about what happened in the Euros. So we're happy about the manager, but we're still seething about the players. So they've got a lot to prove under this new manager, Sam Allardyce. Not just to the manager, but to the whole country, because they let us down in the Euros and we're still hurt by it. I still think about it. It still makes me angry. You know, when you're on the tube and you just think, God, we lost to Iceland. We lost to Iceland with the players that we got. It makes me angry.
And to make it worse, Wales got to the semi-finals as well.
Yeah. It makes it a lot worse. What England have to do now is find an identity of football, a brand of football that we can say is ours, and we take that to a tournament and we stick to that brand of football. Whether it's pass, which I don't think it'll be under Big Sam, but Sam will bring an identity. The Italians knew what the Italian identity of football was. The Spanish, even though they didn't get far, at least they played to their own identity. The Germans always know the way they're going to play, the way they're going to set up. England don't know that at the moment, do they?
I don't think anyone knows England's best 11. Because Roy Hodgson rotated so many players.
Yeah.
Not even the fans knew, oh yeah, that's definitely our best 11. All we knew was Hart was going to be in goal.
Yeah.
Eric Dier would be in midfield.
Mm. And Rooney would be the captain.
And then maybe Smalling in defence.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you couldn't name one definite starter on that team sheet. Because Vardy and Kane got 25 goals pretty much each, right, last season. And you weren't sure if either of them was going to start.
No.
Because you didn't know if he was going to play Rooney up front.
It's shocking, isn't it? It's really shocking. I think that's it. As I say, we're not over the moon about England as a whole. We're just a bit more excited because of Sam Allardyce.
I think it's just, and it's a new manager.
I still don't think many people will be turning up at Wembley for his first match.
But everyone's been saying, oh, he hasn't ever done anything big in his career. But look at the teams he's managed. He hasn't had the chance to do anything big in his career.
No, these teams don't win things.
Irish First Division, then he won Third Division with Notts County in the Football League. And he's got up from the Championship twice, one with Bolton, one West Ham, and he went on to do good things with those clubs.
Great things.
He got them onto the border of Europe.
Yeah.
And usually when a team comes up from the Championship, they are usually like either struggle to stay up or mid-table.
Well, just look where Bolton are now.
They've been going down ever since they sacked Sam Allardyce.
Yeah.
Or got rid of Sam Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce got them to seventh in the Premier League. That's unbelievable achievement. His biggest job with West Ham...
And he did well with them in the UEFA Cup as well.
Yeah. The biggest job with West Ham was to keep them in the Premier League because West Ham knew they were moving to the Olympic Stadium. He did that comfortably. the season before Bilic came in. So he is a good manager.
He's beating teams like Manchester City and people like that.
I know. So that's been the Football Hour, the England and Sam Allardyce special. Don Betts, thank you for coming in. I've been Alex Mearns. Keep subscribing to the podcast on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review if you enjoy the podcast. We're on Twitter. It's @TheFootballHour.
Remember to visit our website, thefootballhour.com, for all our latest podcasts and articles.